Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wisotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to our last monthly forecast for 2023. It's December. It's time to dive into a new batch of cards. And I am feeling very excited about this. I'm not entirely sure why. It's a beautiful morning. I'm recording this at my kitchen table and sipping a cup of Candy Cane Lane. Highly recommend this Celestial Seasons tea. It's my little plug. I don't know why. I find it delightful. But just feeling surprisingly calm and grounded. And that's a great energy to bring into these readings. So just a little background for the moment, set the stage as we turn over our next batch of cards. So if you're new here, this is a live reading, and we are going to go over our traditional spread for each month. And that is a theme card, so what is active for the month. We have a card that represents the environment, what is helping or hindering that theme or topic. And then our final two cards are a challenge and an opportunity that are presenting themselves to us this month of December. So if you want to dive in a little deeper, I definitely recommend subscribing on Substack. It's a great way to support the space as it grows. And to get a sneak peek, you'll get to see these cards before I post the reading. And there's also a bunch of bonus material, so reflections, journal prompts, and it's a growing space. So there's always more getting added into that little corner of the internet. So, all right, I just feel like it's time to dive in. I'm sure there's some self-promotion that I should be doing, but, you know, I don't care to. So let's just see what we have on the table here. And as usual, oh my, okay. It's rare that I have no exclamations. This is a very interesting reading. I'm into it, just my initial impression, in the sense that it's got some repeat cards, but it's very fresh in the interpretation or the placement of them. But we also have two major arcana cards as our theme and our environment. So, wow, okay, that is a lot. And I don't know. There's always a moment when you're doing a reading where you're thinking about like what doorway do I walk through? How do I enter into this space? And strangely, I'm not as drawn to our central cards, even though they're pretty intense. What's really intriguing to me is our challenge and our opportunity, but I'm just going to leave that as a little suspense, some foreshadowing, because we should really start with the theme. And our theme is the Hermit. So this is a major arcana card, and I really love this for December. It feels like a natural time to be turning inwards, which, as you may have guessed, is a key component to the Hermit card. So in this image, we see probably what you would imagine, which is this cloaked figure. This person is wearing this big gray cloak and robes. So they're completely decked in gray. Their shoes are gray. And they're standing on a snowy little outcropping. And you can't really tell if the lower background of the card is just snow lying on the ground or if it is snow-capped mountains. Are they up high? Are they simply on a path? There's really no way to tell from the other context in the card, which there's not much of. The rest of it, I would say like 90% of the card is just a solid blue background. And the Hermit is holding a staff. It's not a wand like the wands in the rest of the tarot deck. It's just this sort of yellowy tall stick. And in their other hand, they're carrying a lantern. And in this lantern is a single glowing yellow star. Their gaze is cast downwards. They may even have their eyes closed. And so this is a very calm, solitary, and mysterious card. And it's really asking us to lean into introspection. And this is not a type of introspection that is self-oriented. It has, because it's a major arcana card, a more spiritual component to it, or a, you know, moral component to it. So looking inwards to uncover larger truths. I don't know why, but I'm loving that here. It feels like a gentle place to end the year. And whether or not that's happening naturally in your everyday life, I think this card is an opportunity or shows an opening where we can step into that place with some more intentionality. So if you're recognizing right now, like, oh, okay, my life on the ground maybe doesn't have that environment, or it's not easy for me to enter into that space, just be aware of ways that you can cultivate and prioritize that for yourself in the coming weeks. Now, this gets kind of interesting because our environment card is the Hierophant. And these are somewhat similar in their themes. They both have to do with deeper meaning, with seeking answers. However, the Hierophant is much more socially oriented and has to do with structure, tradition, lineage, and institutions a lot of the time. I mean, this card used to be known as the Pope. So we can also see some religious themes happening here as well. So there may be some tension this month between our inner sense of knowing, or our inner draw, our desire to answer questions for ourselves, and some prepackaged traditional interpretations of how one should go about seeking those answers. I don't know if this is necessarily at odds, however. So I think a shadow side to the Hermit can be this almost limiting individuality. And I would urge us all, and I'm saying this for myself especially, to try to blend traditional approaches or ways of seeking meaning and knowledge with what you know to be true for yourself, or personally helpful ways to also seek wisdom and knowledge. So those two things can coexist and maybe even be in conversation with each other. But just looking at these right now and thinking about them, it's like, ooh, we are asking big questions in December. And I'm not entirely sure if they are going to be answered. I do see major arcana cards as much longer processes in tarot. Like, they take a while to unfold. And so I'm setting the intention right now as I look at these for myself to be like, okay, it's about the journey, not the destination. Clarity is elusive and maybe even an oversimplification. So if you're feeling sort of like existentially intense, try to get cozy in that place rather than forcing a realization that may not be where you need to go, or it may not be what you're actually looking for. So could be a little uncomfortable. And I think too, the Hermit and the Hierophant, there could be some chafing going on with like established ways of doing things, established traditions. Let yourself take the space you need from that, and also try not to be reactive in throwing all of that out, because the lineage of the Hierophant is very powerful and important. So I do think there may be an opportunity to synthesize here, but definitely some intensity, just like intensity. I do feel like there's like a huge philosophical bent to the Hermit that can be a little annoying at times, both for the people, yourself undergoing this sort of period of questioning, and the people around you who are maybe like, chill out a little bit. So we could also be encountering that in the people close to us in our lives who are like similarly grappling with big questions about their lives. And there is the risk for self-seriousness and maybe even like ruffled feathers and miscommunication around this. Just because it works for someone else doesn't mean it has to work for you. And just because it doesn't work for you doesn't mean that it's not helpful and generative and important for someone else. So these cards are almost giving us, if we put them next to each other, imagining the space in between. I think that's part of our task this month, is like, how can we smooth out the differences here, place some barriers or buffers between these two energies so that they can stretch out and breathe and not be in conflict. So this is interesting, actually, as I say this. I love how tarot unfolds in the moment. You know, I hadn't really thought about the story here, but it's a perfect segue into our challenge card, which is a card that it's been coming up a lot in our readings, in our weekly readings, and it's not a conflict-ridden card, but it is a challenge, and it makes me think, too, that, like, this is so holidays-themed, but it's the Three of Cups, which we've talked about a lot. It's known as, like, the party card. There's three people in festive garb, and there's all these, you know, fruits and gourds and just symbols of plenty sort of cascading around them on the ground, and they are lifting up, each of them, a lovely cup in a toast. So this is hilarious because it does seem that, like, themes of tradition and individuality have the potential to create some conflict around celebration. And what a way to describe the holidays. So I think, too, like, there's a funny practical interpretation here. If I look at this, I'm like, oh yeah, don't drink too much. Be wary of toasting too enthusiastically and finding yourself in an unexpected conflict over big, big topics. So there's that. And I also think that there is a message here about finding your own way, and that sometimes overdoing it in social situations, even if they're feeling really pleasurable and fun, can be a way to avoid finding your own way. So the Hermit, they're doing the austere card, and obviously the idea of a hermit has this whole tradition of, you know, solitude, suffering, and just that living a lighter footprint, having to go on this journey by yourself. So in that card, though, we see the lantern. And this will be, I think, a really helpful symbol to orient ourselves around for the month of December, that, like, you need some darkness to identify the light that is going to guide you forward, and that is your light. It's going to be different from other people's. So taking some space away from the Three of Cups, away from social scenarios, away from higher volume chatter and just input, that will give us the opportunity. And it's a little spooky, you know. You have to be in the dark. Your eyes have to adjust. You have to create space for silence, have space to fill, and wait for something to emerge. So there will be some tension, you know, both between the people, you know, just that space of the Three of Cups being a little iffy, a little annoying, perhaps, but also being distracting. So pay attention to where you maybe use socializing or relationships to distract yourself from your own perspective or from what you really need to do for yourself. And those things are nerve-wracking because they require you to step out on your own and be seen on your own and to take responsibility for the decisions that you make in that space, because it's just you navigating your life. Not to say that there are not supporters and, you know, community along that journey, but ultimately we are being asked this month, I think, to really commit to our path and to grant ourselves some time to really be mindful about what is our guiding principle, what is the star in the lantern. And then when we find it, just taking those steps in the snow. And I just love, I know we've talked about the Five of Pentacles a ton, and hey, it's not here again. I'm so happy. But that's also a snowy card. And of course it's winter, so I'm very tickled by that. But that's a cool bit of continuity to go from the Five of Pentacles into the Hermit. So I think that is also just a beautiful indication that we have really integrated, digested, and taken in the lesson of the Five of Pentacles. So take a moment for yourself, whether it's now or a little later, to really think about how you have grappled with, faced, and endured the messages of that card. Like, how has your experience of suffering, of not having or feeling inadequate or left out, how has that really given you a sense of your own direction? And I love that. It's like we're still in the snow, you know, but there is that, just that idea of continuity. Like, we are really moving along a path and it's all connected. And it may not feel resoundingly obvious and clear and satisfying, but that's also kind of beautiful. It's not like a cheap breakthrough or almost like a breakthrough that's happening through events outside of our own control. Like, we are really treading this path on our own, and that is a big gift and something to be proud of. So, you know, make room for a little snowiness. It might be a little cold, might be a little like, ooh, okay. But there is this sense of being connected to a deeper meaning, of really integrating our experience of the Five of Pentacles. And from what we've been talking about in the subscriber space, it's like we've kind of gone on a tour of that card, like really all of the ways that those themes can touch our lives in the 3 months that has been our central card for these readings. So, you know, cast a wide net when you're thinking about that. Really be aware of how your struggles have made you stronger and more compassionate and open and in touch with what matters to you. Interestingly, we have sort of like similar challenge and opportunity cards. So the Three of Cups is our challenge, you know, not getting distracted in social situations, not being too decadent. And also, you know, this might be a time where we have to really focus on our individual vision over a collective one, or that a collective vision is maybe reaching its conclusion or wrapping up, and we have to take some steps out of our own sense of what we need to do, what's right. Anyways, our opportunity, however, is also a celebratory card like the Three of Cups, and it is the Six of Wands. Now, I have so much to say about the wands that I feel like it's not fully cooked yet. But we ended the previous week's reading with the Two of Wands. So I've been really thinking about this group. Like, there's been a theme of figuring out what action we need to take to bring something out where it should go. And I feel like the Six of Wands as our opportunity card is really directing us to uplift and celebrate and have an appreciation for how we have been practicing just doing what we need to do next. Like, how all the little actions that we have been enacting this month and previous months have started to sort of build up like a resume for us. Like, there's been a lot of small successes that in this month seem to be coalescing into a noteworthy arrival. So in the Six of Wands, it is a victory parade. So there's a person on horseback and they are wearing a laurel wreath on their head, and they also have a laurel wreath on their wand that they're holding aloft. So it's sort of like, ha, victory, behold my wandsy accomplishments. And then there's a lovely crowd behind them holding up the remaining five wands. Now, this is interesting too, because we had a visit from the Five of Wands a couple weeks ago, and I don't know. I do feel like there is a message here where, like, you may have had some conflict in a group setting or in a collective setting that was difficult, but now, after having really remained true to yourself and your vision, the people who are maybe fighting with you or not on board completely have seen the vision that you were trying to act in accordance with. So I'm excited about that. Like, it seems like an area that was once challenging and maybe needed to be challenging is now smoothing out. and we have an opportunity to be seen as successful and to be even supported by people who were not so enthused in the past. So just be aware of that. And I would say too, like the Six of Wands is an interesting card. So sixes are all about balance. Fives are conflict. And then you move into balance after dealing with the conflict. Now, this is a card that is interesting and that says part of the process of conflict and struggle is celebration. So it's important to integrate the lessons by celebrating, by acknowledging what worked. How did you get out of a sticky situation? How did you push through a block? How did you mediate in a tense group scenario? Think about where you have been victorious and keep that with you as you go throughout the month. Don't let yourself hide behind false modesty, because in doing so, you can not only miss out on an opportunity to identify what worked so you can do it again, but you also miss out on the power of visibility. And there's something about the Six of Wands that is very exciting in that it is in showcasing where you have been doing well. You're also acting as a beacon that other people that maybe you're not aware of can see from far off and say, oh, that looks alluring and warm and bright, and like it could help me or be something I want to be involved with. And they're going to come closer. So it's good not to be shy this month, basically, and to really allow yourself to receive support, accolades, appreciation, admiration. I think a lot of times those things are frightening for a lot of us, but this is really a place that will be fruitful if we let ourselves go there. And I keep on looking back at the Hermit here because it is pointed away from this card, and that makes me think that there is going to be sort of like a switch that we have to undergo this month. Like we may need to really go inwards, but ultimately the point of going inwards is finding something, finding that star to put in your lantern that you can then bring back to your lived everyday life that will be a helpful tool. So the shadow side of the Hermit is isolation, like just keeping on searching as a way to avoid the complicated messiness of everyday life. So we should be careful to not get lost in the weeds over there, that the Hermit may have to pivot, turn around, walk towards the Six of Wands. And I do see a message here having to do with action, which has been somewhat evident in a lot of our readings recently, that just doing something is really powerful and not overcomplicating it. Just doing the next thing, keeping on enacting your values in your everyday life. And there is a lot of potential for that to go really well. Don't overcomplicate that either. So you may have to do things your own way, but allow that to be received and pay attention to where it's just working. I wonder with the Hierophant, and I feel like this is the card that I'm actually the most intrigued by here. And I think for me, I'll be like, what's going on with you? There's a potential to chafe against some structure and authority, but I think there's also a potential to find the right teacher for you in this moment, or the right space to receive knowledge in this moment. So I think there's an opportunity too for some healing in this space. And I know that this is a tough card for a lot of people, you know, whether we have religious trauma or simply, you know, struggle to integrate some teachings that are important in our lineage with our sense of self in this modern world. So I don't know. I think for me, I'm going to be really having some curiosity around that card. I'm seeing it as like the Hermit needs to turn around. Like we have to go inward, find the lantern, but then we have to turn around and walk back into everyday life. And the first step on that path is the Hierophant card. So ways to practically engage with that is to have curiosity, to seek out mentorship, giving and receiving, and to maybe start considering some ways that you can learn something more formally. And that, interestingly, is like coming out of the cold. So if the Hermit is in the snow, they can walk into the halls of the Hierophant And imagine doing that with the lantern, like having a solid sense of meaning and self that you can use to navigate these sometimes, you know, fraught spaces. I don't know. I think there's something pretty beautiful there. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. Huh. You know, I was not expecting this to be such a gentle is the first word that comes to mind, but it's not exactly what I'm going for. This feels like a very soothing and settled reading. I think it will bring up some things that are intense, but I feel like there is, it's just like it's settled. Some of the dust has settled, and I think we're really on a path that is going to unfold with some ease. You know, the Six of Wands really has that meaning there. And all of these cards, except for the Hierophant, have blue skies as backgrounds. So there is some smoothness that we can really identify and try to amplify as we go through this. You know, it's an intense time, the end of the year. So I, as usual, could just keep on talking, but this feels like a natural ending point. And I'm just very happy to have this be our final reading for 2023. And just very happy to have you all here listening along. It is always a joy doing these. And do consider subscribing if you want some extra stuff and if you want to just, you know, support this space as it grows. And I'll be back in a month's time to welcome in the new year. As I'm saying this, I'm like, yeah, I think I'll do a reading maybe before I'll publish it at the end of this month for the year ahead. I haven't done that in this space. I think this is my first full year of monthly podcast readings. So that sounds like fun, introducing a new tradition, which actually sounds very much like the Hermit meeting the Hierophant. Anyways, can't resist a tarot tie-in, but I will be publishing that soon, and then I'll have our reading for January. Until next time.